What I will say, first of all, is that the government and people of Kenya have been extremely supportive to the plight of refugees. Kenya is hosting more than 600,000 refugees in the two camps, Dadaab and Kakuma. But what happens in most cases is that skilled refugees, or the ones who have developed coping mechanisms, will rather stay in urban areas. But there's a directive that was given by the government the other day that they should go to the camps. So we are having discussions with the government. We've had two meetings already so that we take care of the interests of refugees and the rights of refugees, and also take care of the concerns of the government.
Also, I understand that the Kenyan government has made a recent decision to discontinue the reception and registration of asylum seekers in Nairobi and other cities, and actually move these activities to the refugee camps in Dadaab and Kakuma. So how will this affect the situation with the refugees?
What I would say, so far this has not been implemented. We know that there's a meeting that will be held on the 8th of January. The ministerial committee, they are concerned that the camps that we have at the moment are already very congested. The Dadaab was meant to host around 90,000 refugees. So far, it's hosting more than 500,000 refugees. Kakuma has more than 100,000 refugees. So if we have more people coming into the camps, then definitely we'll have challenges in terms of shelter, in terms of sanitation, in terms of health facilities and all.
Also, what else needs to be done to protect refugees and also to make sure that Kenya is in line with international standards?
I think what you can say at the moment is just that more consultations have to be done. Memorandum of understanding with the government in terms of security issues. We are giving them support in terms of vehicles, in terms of communication gadgets. We're giving incentives to the security forces in the camps. So I think what I would say at the moment is just that we are working together closely, and we believe that a solution will be found.
You all have also noted recent public statements linking the presence of refugees in these security incidents that have been occurring. So, and you also say that you caution against stigmatization of refugees and asylum seekers. What exactly do you mean by that?
No, what we're saying is that we are just talking to people and discussing with the government for them to know that not all refugees are coming in with insecurity issues. Most of them are coming in because they can't stay in the countries where they're coming from. And definitely, we're also discussing and disseminating information to refugees so that they are aware that they have to obey the laws of the land of the asylum country.
So far, as you say, with the discussions that you all have been having with the Kenyan government, it looks as though that this is going to be a very positive outcome for refugees.
Yes, we believe so, because, I mean, we've worked very closely with the government for years. Like I said, that Kenya is one of the countries that are hosting so many refugees in the world. So far, we've worked closely with them. We've had two meetings. They're having another one on the 8th of January. We're positive that we'll come up with a situation where we'll take care of the concerns of the government and also make sure that the rights of refugees are respected.